Declare the meeting now open. The rules and terms of reference attached to the front of the, this agenda. I wish to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land, the Gariyala people, whose land we now meet, and pay my respects to the elders past, present and emerging. Attendees are listed there. Go through them. Attendance by phone, there's none. There's no apologies. Approval to leave, there is none. Disclosure of interest, there is none. Application to leave, there is none. Response from previous questions, there is two, there's nil. Item 5.1, and there is a response in relation to 5.2. Move into public question time. Public time. This meeting is being recorded on audio tape. If you do not give permission for recording your participation, please indicate this at the meeting. In accordance with the town's standing orders, no one shall record proceedings of any meeting unless that person has been given permission by the chairperson to do so, and mobile phones must be switched off. Unless the presiding member determines otherwise, a person may ask up to three questions at a meeting. The time to be allocated for the asking and responding to questions raised by members of the public is up to 15 minutes, but the presiding member may extend time up to 60 minutes after the end of the minimum time for questions. Members of the public are required to complete the question form and place it in the completed form in the tray provided. In accordance with the standing orders, if a presiding member determines that the question and the statements are out of order due to the use of offensive or objectionable expressions or defamatory, they may not be recorded. Recorded or responded to. Do you have any questions?
Yes, I have a question, Mr. Chairman. My question, I'll bring it down here for you now. What is the present cost of the Gradwick swimming pool, and when will it be open to the public? Has the town council have a problem with the children's swimming pool? What delay will this cause to the official opening of the pool in future, and also the estimated costs of that additional amount of work on the children's pool?
Yeah, I think in question 5.2 there's a partial answer to that question. Is that right?
So as of September, the 1st September, that's the value, or what's been the cost so far?
I want it to now. Not to September.
Yeah, so once we finish with the pool, we will do a full assessment of costs.
But and surely you give me a cost that you've incurred.
Well, the cost up to the 5th of September is $1,265,000.
I've got that, thank you.
Yeah, so between the 5th of September and when it's open, I'll give you that figure when it's completed.
So I can't get any cost until it's completed?
Correct.
Yeah. Well, we don't know what it's going to be.
Well, can I go on to section two? What's the position with the children's pool?
That is the hold-up period. The hold-up pool is, my understanding is, we would have been able to open the pool in September if it wasn't for the children's pool.
Correct. So the tiles are being replaced in the children's pool. When we had the earthquake, it was the children's pool also cracked.
Yes.
And that was obviously unforeseen.
Yeah.
We've done all those repairs and replaced the tiles with the correct one.
Yeah.
It's now been filled and tested. And once the tests are complete, we'll set a date for the opening, which hopefully, touch wood, is in November.
Want to get another photo of the commissioner.
Yeah.
So there's no cost available on that swimming pool at the moment. Forget the swimming pool. The amendments to the children's pool, is there a cost? Was there a tender let for that?
No, it was all done under the existing tender.
Okay, thank you. My My second question is...
Sorry, Peter, did you want to add any?
No, that's under the existing contract.
The significant cost.
Yeah.
The significant cost.
Yeah,
was incurred up to the 5th of September.
Yeah, you'd go up to your 2 million. The second question is, what is the present position, which I have mentioned before, but I just want to see what is regarding the relocation of the library for Port Hedland residents. I did bring it up at council meeting some time ago.
Still working through it. I'll take a notice other than saying you're still working through that.
It's all right.
Yeah.
Okay. That's all I had. Thank you.
Thank you. Public time. Oh, sorry. Any public statements? Any petitions? Not being any. Questions of members without notice? It's nil. Announcements by presiding member? Declaration of members to have given due consideration to the matters contained in the papers. I give that consideration. Confirmation of minutes of the previous meeting. I move the recommendation. Reports of officers. 11.1, the corporate services, the adoption of the first quarterly review. That's just the lease. That's just a simple monthly or quarterly statement.
If that needs a resolution, I'd better be adopted.
Yeah.
So we... In our terms of reference for the ARG, we do quarterly reviews of actuals and then effect recast the current year budget. This has, we've been through with officers and basically just put in bigger items that have been discussed, particularly at council already, I won't call it minor tinkering at this stage, but it probably... It's not a major rehash of the budget. We do that really with the half-year budget review because you know, we've only been into it for 3 months. So,
so these figures really adjust what would be in the surplus down to 390.
That's correct.
Yeah.
And
all those items.
That's correct. Yeah.
I don't know the structure of this meeting. At the moment, I think Arnold, the only person that can vote, is me.
Oh, okay.
Because, well, that's my understanding.
No.
Okay.
Because the item that went up at council that you rejected didn't make any change. That was to change the voting arrangements here, but you rejected it. So, therefore, Mr. Carter still has a vote.
Okay. Okay, the recommendation on 5.11, the recommendations on page 15 of the report. You wish to say anything?
Yeah, I move the resolution be adopted.
Okay, I second that. So that's carried unanimously.
Yeah.
Okay, 11.2, community services is nil. 11.3, regulatory services is nil. 11.4, infrastructure services nil. Motions which previous notice has been given, there is nil. I guess. New business of an urgent nature. There isn't any because this was late anyhow. I presume. Did I miss that?
Late item, sorry, yes.
No, okay. This
there
is the financial.
So you have to move to accept the late item first, and then...
So I move that we accept the late item, which is the report, Arnold.
Yes.
that we've just discussed.
Yes, yes.
So, do you second that?
Yes, second it, yes.
It's carried unanimously.
Yes.
And now we go to 13.1, which is the said late item, which is the financial statements for the year 2019. The recommendation is on page 21 of the report. So, after what we've discussed, is there any comments you wish to make?
No, I think just to get the final copy of it,
yeah,
with the amendments, that's all, thank you.
So you move it?
Yes, I moved.
I'll second it, and that's carried.
Yes.
Item 14, for which... no, there's no confidential one. 15, the closure. When do we next meet? That's on the 27th, eh?
Oh. Oh, the AR, yes, sorry. The schedule for next year's meetings is being presented at November's OCM.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I think the next one is in February, off the top of my head. The proposal is for February. March. March, sorry.
Yeah, because
we
can't
change the next meeting in March.
So this meeting, though, the next ordinary meeting is the 27th of November.
That's correct, yeah.
Thank you, everyone, for coming. This meeting is now closed.
Thank you.